Welcome, welcome, welcome to We Could Be Wrong, but who cares? This is Christopher Harris. I'll be talking today with the one and only Still Sean.
Hey.
And the legendary, and let the man say it himself.
And Mike.
Hey guys, today is just us three. A lot of people had a lot of stuff going on this day. Let's actually confront the elephant in the room, okay? The elephant in the room is, where's Renee? What happened to Renee? Why does Renee come and go? What's the situation? Let me start from the beginning, okay? Renee is an individual that, you know, was a Trumper in 2016. In 2020, he voted against Trump. And then within a year, he felt like he was bamboozled and has doubled down more than ever for the idea that Trump is the best thing for our country. Now, Renee, a lot of times, has felt alone. And we're going to talk about all this because one message he has to the audience for people who've asked to be on the show with Renee, the one thing he asked me to tell them is to still believe and stay strong, but I find that all ridiculous. But should I find it all ridiculous? Okay, what do I mean by that? This morning, there's someone that I work with on a personal part of my life that I'm accomplishing in the background. And this person was given the opportunity to be a official for the voting that happened this year. And this person asked about my brother, and Renee is my brother. I think I'm gonna officially admit that since I don't expect him to come back on, you know. But and was a good fan of him, appreciated how he dealt with the show, how he spoke about the show, and how he was fearless. When I asked why do you feel he was so fearless, the person admitted that they were conservative and they're terrified. They would love to be on the show too, but they really feared they would lose their job. Now, what does that have to do, if anything? Like I told you, this person had an opportunity to be an official during this year's voting for their county. And they said that, you know, at their place of work, it was brought up that they were going to be official for their county. And that their direct boss said, hey, you tell those people to don't vote for Trump. And this individual said to me, I know the person said it in tongue in cheek. A lot of people in my occupation are seen as liberals. No one knows my affiliation. But I'm afraid that if they knew that I was a conservative, they would treat me different. And mm-hmm. I'm afraid being a Republican will get you canceled. This is a person I respect. This is a very educated person. This is a person that has degrees. And this person felt that way. Amongst us, I've mentioned this person before. Do you guys kind of remember who I'm talking about?
Mike? I think I have an idea.
Mike, do you remember?
I don't. Okay. I don't, especially the part about being a voting official.
Yes.
I don't. And that, see, you threw me off a little bit there because I would think that as an official voting representative or something like that, you would be instructed not to give your political preference out to anyone so that you didn't bias someone either way.
That person didn't give out their affiliation at all. But their supervisor at their job, that was separate than this voting thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And on a personal level.
Okay.
On a personal level?
Maybe my articulation of the story wasn't well put in. This person has a job where I work with this person doing something, okay?
Okay.
Their county chose this person to be an official for for this year's election.
But not related to this job.
But not related to the job that I work with the
In
person.
In addition to the job, yes. He also works for the county voting commission of some kind.
Well, the person did this for this voting. Gotcha. Council. Yes.
Okay.
And in their normal job where they go work constantly, their direct supervisor, their boss, made that
comment. At the voting.
Not at the voting, at their job.
Oh,
at their,
I gotcha. Oh,
at
okay.
their job.
Gotcha.
And this is why they fear because their occupation are known as liberals.
So he didn't want anyone to step up on the job and say they were Trump supporters.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
No. On this person's rec. See, I'm trying to protect this person's identity.
Well, I know. Of course you are. I know.
So at this person's normal job.
Yeah.
Their boss said, you're going to go and be the official at this voting thing, right? Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. You make sure the people that come into your presence, you tell them, don't vote for Trump.
Oh, okay. Which is ridiculous. How stupid is that?
Which is the tongue. And this person said, I know it was tongue in cheek.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
But it puts real fear in my heart because this person doesn't know my political affiliation. And I'm afraid if they did, they would treat me different. I wouldn't be a part of the team.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because in this person's occupation, they're known as liberals.
But this boss was so-called suggesting, or friend was so-called suggesting, that he influences people's voters.
Yes. But it was tongue-in-cheek, right? Obviously, it's a joke. Well, that's how I understand it. And this person even said,
gotcha. All right. Okay, I think I got it now. I'm sorry. I was so dense there. I didn't mean to be, but.
It's fine. There's people in the audience that probably feel the same way. I didn't tell. Trying to be so vague about the person, it was difficult for me to tell an A to B to C story. Okay? But, I mean, I've told you about this person. You know, because this person that I've told you previously about, you were annoyed because this person said, I blame Biden for the, you know, high of the inflation in grocery stores and everything else. And you're like, that's inflation's everywhere. Now, does that ring a bell, Mike?
Okay. I do remember you talking about it. I had nothing about the voting person. That's what threw me off when you
mentioned
that.
Well, it's the same person. The new part. Yeah. Well, it was the same person that, and I had mentioned, I would love to have this person on the show, but this person was like, no. And this morning when this person brought up Renee, now again, I'm the reason why this person brought up Renee, because this person does, you know, listens to the show, and I'm the reason that put it up because we were going to have a special guest to be on with Renee because the special guest wanted to be on with Renee. And this person found out Renee wasn't showing up. And why isn't Renee showing up? You can't let Renee quit. I can't make Renee do anything. Renee does what Renee does. Renee's going to do what Renee's going to do. And I had brought this up to this person, the original person that was. And then they're like, well, yeah, but Renee's great because Renee says what I wish I could say. And this person told me directly, I cannot vote for Biden, Chris. And if Trump's the only one, then that's who I'm voting for. Because I cannot vote for Biden. And the reason wasn't that Biden took showers with his daughter or that Biden is a crime family. It's that Biden looks like he's going to kill over at any second. And who's going to replace him? Harris.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
So he's doing what? One of my major complaints, he's choosing the least worst candidate in his mind.
Yes. Now,
which we all do now.
Now,
how sad that we're left with the least worst candidate, whichever way you go.
Yeah, that's what we do now. Yeah.
So this person said they enjoyed Renee because Renee and this person's spouse would be best friends. By they think the same way. They think to the farthest reaches, because I said I'm willing to compromise with Renee, but I'm not willing to believe Biden's out there showering naked with his daughter just because of some stolen journals.
Right.
I don't believe the DOJ has masterminded for the last 8 years to make sure Trump has, you know, the worst time possible ever. And that everyone there, no one has any integrity. They're just going to bend to the will of somebody. to do the most negative stuff ever.
Okay.
And this person goes, well, my spouse feels that all that's true. I don't either. You know, and this person says, I wish Trump would just shut up. I told this person Trump will not do that. It's not in his nature. And this person goes, well, I hope the way he ran his brand and his business, he could run this country.
He needs to do a little bit more research into his brand and his business because it's up and down. He's been bankrupt several times.
Again, it's all in the narrative of how it's sold in their bubble.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And then this person asked me, what do you know about this hush money trial? It's criminal, right? I said, it is criminal. Will he go to jail? I go, I'm not sure he'll go to jail.
Potentially criminal. There's a potential for it to be criminal. Some of the charges are just misdemeanors. Other parts of it are criminal felonies.
But it's a criminal trial. Well,
yes.
Okay.
And the most difficult aspect of it is the criminal aspect of it.
And that's how I answered it. It's a criminal trial.
Yes.
Okay. And this person asked me, can President Trump go to jail? I go, I don't think he could go to jail.
Well, sure he can go to jail.
Oh, I'm just telling you how I answered. I'm just answering.
Can a president go to jail? Can a president go to jail or an ex-president go to jail?
An ex-president could go to jail. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't at all.
Well, no, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
There's two different. You said, can a ex-president go to jail? You said, no, I disagree with you. Will the ex-president go to jail? No.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
the president. That's not what you said. You said,
can a president go? I thought you said, can a president go to jail or can an ex-president go to jail? I thought that's what you said.
There's two parts of it.
Okay.
Can an ex-president go to jail? Yes, an ex-president can go to jail.
And that's what I thought I was saying yes to.
Okay, but it sounded like you were saying, no, I don't think he will go to jail.
And then I said, I don't think the man's going to go to jail.
Okay.
Yeah, that's – I do not – and I still don't think he'll go to jail. I think it's too much of a powder keg to even mess with that.
Agreed. I agree with you.
Okay. So, and then the person said, well, can he be a felon? And I said, I'm not sure, but he might be a felon. And then the person put their head in their palm and shook their head. And I said, well, will you still vote for this person? This person looked at me dead in the eye and said, I cannot vote for Biden.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's what it is.
There are a lot of people out there that if Trump raped a nun, I think there would be some way they could rationalize it to go, she clearly asked for it.
I mean, that's that whole
and I don't mean
Carol
to be, I don't mean to be so harsh. I don't mean to be, I really, honestly, genuinely do not mean to be sounding so harsh. But I've heard people, friends say, It doesn't make any difference what the trials come out. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference.
Exactly.
He's not guilty.
So
that's the point.
Let me come back full circle with that. I think that's what this. I think that's why Renee was so loved, because Renee is that, and they are that.
Well, I think he definitely represents a part of society.
Who want this part that's growing? And he always told us,
whether we agree with him or not,
exactly.
I still accept that Renee's part of this society, and he has a viewpoint or an opinion that is well represented in the United States.
Here's the problem. I now believe people who are Republican are terrified, and I don't know why they're scared.
I don't think all Republicans are. I think that that's the problem to me, Chris. Sorry, Mike. That's the problem to me.
Is
the ones that are afraid to come and speak are the ones that are afraid because they know they're not saying something that's right. I mean, who would be afraid to say something unless you knew you were wrong?
I think there needs to be a major distinction made between being a conservative and a Republican, which I would put them together, and I would put Democrat and liberal together, even though
can you explain that better, please, Mike, for the audience to understand? Can you explain that better, please?
Like, okay, a Republican, and it depends. A Republican is simply a designation of a party, as is a Democrat. Okay, you're a Republican or a Democrat. Okay, then we try to describe them further by saying you're a conservative or you're a liberal. Okay, and if you're a conservative, you tend to lean more toward traditional values, more moderate things. Okay, that's not even close to describing it completely, but that's just a designation. If you're a liberal, you tend to be you're a Democrat, and you tend to be looking for more progressive things, let's say, something that's more progressive.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. And we're back. Hi, sorry, we had technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, anyway, a Democrat, you know, called a liberal, okay, tends to be more progressive or wanting things to change in whatever way, okay? My difficulty with those labels has always been, and I think Sean and I are pretty similar in this, I am conservative about some issues and liberal about other issues. So to say I'm a liberal because I'm a Democrat and that automatically I'm a progressive and that I want, you know, certain, all these, you know, things that I think are way too far out on the progressive agenda, that doesn't describe, in my opinion, most Democrats, nor does it to say, you know, left, right wing, you know, DeSantis lovers. I think he's far to the right. You know, as I've described, Newsom in California is far to the left. I mean, if people look at those two sides, that's a pretty good description of far right and far left, far right Florida, far left California. Okay. Most people really are in the middle, I think. Okay. But I think the distinction needs to be made between a conservative and a Trumper, because a Trumper really has his own brand and his own style. And I think that's the difference with having, you know, with having that's the communication difference. Because a Trumper to me is almost like an absolute. It's almost like everything is written in stone and everything is concrete and everything is simply one way. There's only one way to look at this thing. This is exactly the way it is. And if you don't agree with it, you're wrong. That's the way I see Trumpers. I'm sorry, but that's just the way I view Trumpers. And that's Renee. I'm sorry, but
okay,
I think that's Renee.
Okay, well, you're kind of jumping to the next segment right now. Next segment.
True. Sorry.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't want to sound rude, but yes. you're naturally going to where we're going next. The next thing, and it sucks because this is an episode about Renee, and it sucks because I didn't want it to be, you know, but the thing is, the next segment is what can we agree with Renee on and what can we disagree with him on? Because there's a majority of us on the panel that feel Renee is a joke, you know? There are people that feel like that's on the panel that feel Renee is a joke. And then there's listeners that this guy has hit their pulse. He feels their pulse and says what they say. And the funny thing, and I made a joke about it in the group chat, Renee has become such a polarizing figure within our group that he has emulated his idol.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I was just going to say. Unfortunately, that's the way I see Trump. I don't see Trump as trying to bring us together as a country. He rather, you know, they're the enemy. He doesn't. The thing about Trump and the thing about Trumpers is they don't have opponents. He doesn't ever talk about his opponents. They're always framed as enemies. You know, they're always framed as being the bad guys. They're the bad blood in the country. You know, they're bringing bad things into the country. They're making us worse. It's making things bad, bad, bad. It's always negative.
Well, I wish they'd realize, you know, Trump's a flash in the pan. I'm sorry. He was, you know, a Democrat. Then he went independent. Then he went Republican. The Republican Party was here long before Trump got here. And the Republican Party is going to be here long after he leaves. I don't understand why all people are lockstepping behind this guy.
I can answer that for you.
Because they're afraid of his base. But that's the issue. It's fear is why all these politicians are standing behind him going, oh, no, Trump. You know, because all these guys after January 6th were saying negative things, and now they're not anymore because they're afraid of him. They're afraid of his base.
I think I don't think it's fear of his base more than they're starting to agree with his base. Let me explain why.
I'm waiting. Go ahead.
So what I mean is his base is a growing populace. Why is it a growing populace? Because we've allowed
and I don't know that I agree with that necessarily, but sorry to interrupt, but go ahead.
Me neither, but go ahead.
You know, I had such a knee-jerk reaction in my chest when you said that, Mike. Such a knee-jerk reaction. I got, you know, I that emotion feeling that you get in your chest. Because guys, I think we're being blinded by it. I have strangers to Renee approaching me about Renee. I just knocked down a box in my office. I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I have strangers to Renee approaching me about him who have no idea who this man is, saying, I like what he says.
But they could have thought that way 2 years ago or 5 years ago. Doesn't mean his
base
is
growing. Well, they didn't really listen to the show 2 years ago or 5 years ago.
Doesn't mean his base is growing.
I mean,
are the numbers okay, Chris? Are the numbers growing?
Well, of course, I from my experience, I perceive that. But do I have evidence based on that? I do not, Mike.
Okay.
But I don't have people saying, "Oh my gosh, I love what Mahmood said," except Mahmood's barber, or you know, I love what. sorry, guys, that's an inside joke. I'm sorry. Or what I love what Sean said, or I love what I'm saying. I don't have people approaching me about anyone else but that guy. And to be fair, let me back up because it was the same thing said about Sun Tzu when she was on, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's just, you know.
But it's like, I kind of feel like, because how many times did we laugh at him saying, people of color are not going for Trump? And well, then lo and behold.
I still don't think so. I'd make a bet. What percentage do you think he's going to pull in the black vote?
Let me look, because I was looking. News article. Sean, today
what percentage of the black vote do you think he got in 2020?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It was
like
12%. It was way low. It was very, very low.
Okay.
And I may be a little bit off, but it was very,
again,
very low.
Again, guys, I'm guessing.
It might push up to 15-17%, but it's not going to go much more than that.
Sean?
I just don't see it.
Well, but you're right. It was a lot less before, Mike. And now they're saying the latest polls show 17% of black voters are now going for Trump. And you're right. It was like 12% before.
Yeah.
So that is a sway. That's 5%.
Okay.
That could sway the election.
I'm just saying what I'm walking into. But I laughed at Renee when he said that. Don't want us to rest on our laurels, is it? Is it laurels? Don't rest on your laurels.
Yeah.
You know, thinking when.
Okay, there's two phenomena going on here. Okay, number one, I don't think Trumpers are significantly growing. I just don't. I think there's a better percentage. I think it's a hardcore group. It's probably around, and I'm speculating here, I would say it's probably around 35-40% of the conservatives, Republicans. I would say it's a good hunk of those. I don't think it's significantly grown. But at the same time, there is, like, your friend. Your friend is the perfect example.
Thank you.
I don't care. I can't vote for Biden.
Yeah, that's
now,
what
that's
I'm...
been. Yeah, that's a major crisis for the Democrats, as far as I can see, because they have put up a very, very poor candidate. And you would have thought somebody would have come up with a better with enough sensibility to say, hey, Biden is not the only person in the world, in the United States for sure, that can beat Trump. There are certainly some good candidates out there that we need to open this up and encourage Biden to step down. Instead, obviously, within his power group, they said, no, this is the guy, and this is the guy we're going to push. And I think that's bad, bad, bad decision-making, personally.
Well, I hear the same thing from certain Republicans I know, that I can't vote for Trump. I just can't.
Right.
And
right.
Diehard Republicans that have been Republicans for their whole lives that are friends of mine, right, that they're like, nope, can't vote for him. Can't.
Right. No, I've heard that too. I've heard that from friends of mine as well. And there's no way I can vote for Trump.
Again, guys, I think the problem behind all this is because, famously said by Mike himself, the pendulum swinging so far. Mm-hmm. There was a letter that I sent out, in our group text today that I wanted to speak about today. And it goes into this and what – because Renee commented on this. I'm not going to go into what Renee commented, because I think Renee was extreme in being a little a little off. But do you want to read the letter, Sean, or you want me to read it?
Oh, I don't have it. Yeah, okay, I don't have it available. Okay. Well, real quick, I wanted to say also, I don't think Renee is off on a lot of stuff. I think it's just the way he presents it. You know, if what we've talked to him about before – is if he did a little bit of research ahead of time, I think he would be, I mean, he's a powerful force, you're right. And he feels the way that a lot of people in the country feel. I have nothing against Renee at all. And I know he thinks I don't like him because I'm constantly fact checking him. But, you know, I think if he came and presented a different way, he would be a lot better. I mean, it's kind of like Trump. I think if Trump presented himself in a different way, he'd be a lot better.
But
than
the
he
problem
is
the guy has emulated his idol to the T.
Right. He doesn't present himself the way he could.
Here's the letter.
He's a smart guy.
Go ahead.
Well, everything's negative. Everything's just negative. I mean, and it's not accurate. And that's where, you know, that's where I had issue with.
Yeah, that's where the rub
is. You bring up to the audience and you say, you know, hey, Biden is, look what Biden's doing there. You know, there are secret illegal flights coming into the country of immigrants flying directly into the cities.
Right.
Well, A, number one, they weren't secret. B, number two, they're not illegal. And they quoted them, and that became the headline. And Renee sees the headline and goes, oh, my God, look what they're doing. You know, that's the problem. It's like, right, have some responsibility to be accurate, or at least try to be a little bit more accurate about making a strong statement like that. Oh, my God, look what they're doing now. Oh, my God, look what they're doing now.
Well, I think there's a lot of things you could say about the administration that would be true that are negative, instead of coming up stuff that –
Let me read this letter, guys, before
– Okay.
So this was sent to me by a listener, and this was, again, pertaining to Renee and what we said. And, again, this wasn't Renee's friend or anyone like that. You know, this one, I just want to make that clear. This was no connection with Renee. This is
the school thing? The school
this
thing?
This is the school thing, yeah.
Was this sent to you, Chris?
It was sent to me, yeah.
Oh, I thought so. I thought it was.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I said. It's not one of Renee's friends sending something for me so I could talk about it. This was sent to me, okay? So as I wanted to be clear that this wasn't planted. I'm trying to be crystal clear it wasn't planted, okay?
Gotcha.
This is from Schraver Road Elementary. That's Schavey. I don't know how that's to pronounce the proper pronunciation. This is the April 11th, 2024.
Well, you don't even need. It's a school announcement.
It's a school
official
announcement.
School announcement.
Okay, official school announcement. Yeah. Okay. We would like to inform you of a lesson that will be taught in your child's classroom. The lesson goals are to help students share and explore pronouns through discussion and literature to embrace differences and promote acceptance. During the lesson, students will, bullet point, listen to a book, They, She, He, Me, Free to Be. I hate that title. And participate in a discussion about the book. Bulletin 2. Practice using the pronouns they and them, and what to do if we make a mistake with pronouns. I needed this in my personal life. Number 3, Learn that it is not okay to change someone's pronouns on purpose and to always try to use the pronouns that make that people want to be called. Okay. Then here's the ending. We will be teaching this lesson in the next few weeks. The lesson and discussion will be taught and led by your child's classroom teacher and our school social worker. If you wish to review the lesson content in depth more, please contact the school's principal by the 18th of this month. If you wish to have your child excused from this participation in this lesson, please complete, sign, and submit the attached exception form to the school by no later of the 18th of April of this year.
Today's day.
Okay.
Yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
And this is signed by the superintendent of the school, it looks like. Superintendent and the principal of the school system. Superintendent, principal.
So.
What grade is the student in?
They did not tell me.
Doesn't say.
Yeah, they did not tell me. They sent it to me. They said, Chris, can you please talk about this? This is what's happening to our school.
So we don't know what grade the student is in.
No. I mean, it's elementary school. What's elementary?
It is elementary?
Yeah, it is the elementary school.
Okay.
It's elementary. It's not high school.
I think this might be age appropriate, but okay, either way. Okay, elementary.
Let me tell you, when I saw this, I was annoyed. I mean, the fact that the book is they, she, he, me, free to be. I speak English difficult as it is. Okay. And then I'm not going to call a single person them, they, because there's not two of them. There's only one individual. But that's my own personal thing. Now, when I saw this, first I was happy to get something from a listener. Second, I woke up my wife. I legitimately woke up my wife. And I said, honey, I said, I don't know how to feel about this. Because, guys, full transparency, I have a fucking problem. Okay? Call me old school. It's like sometimes when I use the R word, you know, it's like one of those things. I'm too old, you know? My wife looked at me and she said, and true to God, she says to me, this is where we differ, honey. And I go, okay, well, explain how we differ. She goes, listen. And this is verbatim my wife's words. Maybe I'm paraphrasing a little. She says, I would rather have a professional social worker and a teacher explain this to our child than have three bigots be rude.
On a radio program.
And if she didn't think about us. I mean, she didn't know there was going to be three of us. Okay, by the way, the irony of the pun. Okay. Talk about this, okay, to our kid. Mm-hmm. I looked at her. And she goes, you know, I already talked to Noelle about gay marriage and everything. My daughter's 5. I was like, why are you talking? What? Yeah. Why?
That's what I thought. I didn't know this was you because I'm thinking your kids aren't even in school yet. I mean, maybe 3. But
no. So my daughter took her test to see what type of kindergarten she's entering. Yeah. Uh-huh. She did that today.
So she's pre-K. She's pre-K.
Well, she's pre-K, but she will be entering K in August.
Yeah.
She'll be in kindergarten in August. And that was a whole shit storm. I was pissed. We got into this Gray Elementary School, and because of zoning, they took her out of that school. I was pissed.
Oh. Huh.
I was pissed. We got in that school. We waited. When it was open, we put our kid in. The two schools... I admit, one school's half a mile closer, 0.5 closer, but it's within their zoning. And then when my wife took her today to take the test, they looked at my wife and started speaking to her in Spanish. My wife got offended. She goes, I can understand English. And this other school has absolutely great testing scores. The school that we have to go to has the shittiest testing scores of our county. What the fuck?
Get an inter-district transfer.
We talked about that, and we learned that another school that is the same distance of our school of choice has first dibs. So if it happens, they'll get her.
What
the fuck? Whatever. Whatever. You know what I told my wife? If she has to stay in that school, we're just going to keep her where she's at. And then we're just going to pay for private school for kindergarten. That's what I'm going to do.
Or do your own thing. Do a lot of your own thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do homeschooling because I don't want my kid to be all weird. Sorry. No offense.
I don't mean it quite like that, but yeah. I mean, she can certainly be learning how to read at home and doing things like that, which is going to put her ahead of the curve.
See, now you're asking me to be a better parent, Mike, and that's where I have to draw the line. That's where I have to draw the line.
Okay. Sean, go ahead and respond to the letter.
Yeah, please, Sean.
Sean, what would you do?
Well, personally, I think it's fine. I actually, when you were reading the letter, Chris, it made me think about one of my patients who is transgender, and I found out when they came in, because in the chart it had their sex as them, or as, what did it say, other. And I'd known them since they were a lot younger. And I called him by the name that he had in the chart, and we talked for a while because, you know, I had a transgender son. And I told him, I was trying to explain to him, her, he. He didn't tell me his pronouns, but I tried to explain to him that, you know what, you need to give people time because, first of all, as old people, I have a tendency to call everybody man. You know, females, hey, man, how you doing? It's what I do. It's just normal. It doesn't mean I don't respect you. It just means that's what I do. And I think it's hard for a lot of us older people to get used to this, even though we want to. You know, it's not I don't want to understand what people are going through, and I want people to feel comfortable in their own skin and feel comfortable around me, but I'm old, you know, not as old as Mike, but I'm getting there. You know, it's just,
yeah, I'm not that old.
Yeah, I know, God. But I mean, we're learning. I personally have no problem with that. If I got that letter from my granddaughter, I'd be like, perfect, great. Let her learn now when she's young and impressionable and can get all this stuff in her head instead of learning it when it's our age, Chris, which you're having a hard time with it.
A very hard time.
Well, yeah.
You didn't learn it younger.
Well, Sean, I mean, that's quite a scope there between learning it at 7 and learning it at 60. So,
he's not 60.
Or 40. I mean, at 40. I mean, come on. Right. They're gonna learn it somewhere along the way.
Right. But we do learn things, you know, as well as I do, Mike. But when we're younger, we learn things a lot easier. Our brain is a sponge.
Right. See,
that's why kids can learn Spanish. My granddaughter learns in school. They spoke both Spanish and English, and she picked it up.
Immersion. Yeah.
Yeah. That's her school that she does, and she's picked it up, which is great. But so anyway, my opinion is, yes, I agree with it. I have no issue with that at all. And they gave you the option to opt out if you want it. So sorry,
yeah,
you
that's
have
nice.
You need.
Yeah, that's not. Sorry, I'm putting too much of my own fucking flair in it. Go ahead, Mike, please.
I'd ask what day the lesson was, and keep my child home.
Same here. That's exactly what
I would do.
And then what pissed me off is that we have to jump through hoops to keep the kid home. How come?
Yeah, no, because that's not the last thing they want you to do, is because they're going to lose ADA for that. They're going to lose their money for that. But I don't, I just don't see the appropriateness. I mean, again, I just don't see the necessity for that. I'm sorry. I don't see it at all.
Exactly. I have to be ignorant. Okay. I'm sorry. See, and this is where Sean, you're such a better man than me. Your child became transgender and became that sex. They did not do this them, they BS.
It's how some people are basically ambiguous. Sean. They don't want to associate with a certain
Sean,
sex.
There's only two
why?
Sexes.
And what does that mean?
It's
why?
I don't know why. It doesn't mean a thing to me.
But Sean,
and who am I to judge somebody else?
Sean, I'm sorry. I'm not yelling at you, okay? I'm not
no,
yelling
you're not,
at you.
I know.
But your child that transgendered, I would respect them because they're one sex. Okay? They are not what they were genetically.
They want to be identified as a male or a female.
Exactly.
Right.
Because that's all there is. That's all there is.
What do you mean, who are you to judge? We judge all the
time.
We judge all the time.
Right, but who are you to make a decision on what?
It's science, sir. You're a man of science. It's science.
But But and I agree there. I think there's hormonal differences, and some people don't have male or female hormones. And in my opinion, I know
what
people.
What do you mean
you
by that?
Both, okay, hold on. Both you guys got to agree with me on this one.
Okay.
We've been around long enough. I know tons of people. I have a family member, for example. There is no interest in any sexual relations with anybody. And they're in their 30s. They have no desire for anything. Now, does that make them not a man? Because everyone goes, oh, well, men do this or women do this.
No.
But they have no desire for anything. They don't care. So if they decided, well, I just don't really
wait
care
a minute.
About it.
Wait a minute.
I'm asexual.
But do they go around demanding that they be treated a certain way because
exactly.
they don't
no.
have any sexual preference?
Well, treated, but what they call is being demanded to be treated a certain way.
Well, yeah, they're being.
You're yelling
to be
at me
thing.
Because
I'm not yelling at you.
No. I'm saying theoretically, they are yelling at me because I was trying to diffuse a escalating situation, and I said this gentleman didn't want this, and then I got yelled at. Yeah.
Well, no, and I agree, and that was
okay.
Wrong.
All right.
That was wrong because I preached to a lot of people. You need to give everyone time, especially.
You know what? I don't want any fucking time. To me, that's a dude. Okay. He's a dude.
That's your opinion.
It's not a freaking opinion, sir. It is not an opinion. He's a dude. If I was to pull down his pants, I'm going to see a penis. Okay. I'm going to see a penis.
Hopefully you're not.
I will see his penis and I will tell him. Just because you have a penis doesn't mean you have to put it in a vagina. No, you can put it in an anus all you want. I'm happy for you. But you're still a man.
You know what? I think you're going semantics here. Does
no,
it really
because
make...
that's the argument you gave me, sir. You said, I have a family member that's asexual. Does that not make him – no, is he not a man? Who cares what he's having sex with? He's a male.
Yeah, that's where I was going with. So
right,
he's still a male or a female, whether it's right. you didn't even identify that person. But either way, if it is a woman, it is still a she. If it is a man, it is still a he.
But
okay,
I think
whether they
we
have
a hard time saying how people feel about themselves, and me trying to tell somebody how they're supposed to feel about themselves, I think is wrong. I'm sorry,
but,
that's just me.
But that I don't think the issue is how they feel about themselves. The issue is how they want us to be about
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They can feel about themselves all they want to. If they want to identify as a female, that's fine. But don't yell at me when I call you, excuse me, Don, when I know he's a Don. Well, no. Or excuse me. And I pointed and go, he really doesn't feel that way. How dare you call me a he?
Thank you.
But what about the same thing as say, you guys know me as Sean. 3 weeks from now, I go, you know what? My name is now Julio.
Okay.
Are you going to start calling me Julio? Or
why not? Yes, I'll call you Julio if you go and legally change your name. If you legally change your name to Julio, I'll call you Julio.
How about if I want to be called Deborah?
Be called Deborah.
That's a better analogy.
How about if I want to be called Betty? Are you going to not do it because I'm a man?
No. Well, because you have a beard, calling you Becky is going to put me in a little bit of a tricky situation. You know,
but would you do it?
No, probably not. I mean, if I'm with you and you absolutely said, you know what, I really feel comfortable with that, I would say to you, I'll do my best, Becky.
That's all
I'll
I can
do my
ask
best.
For.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
For.
If I you walk know? Around and say I am the official representative of Frost Brewery, and you must call me King of Frost Brewery because I am the royal king of Frost Brewery. Are you going to call me King of Frost Brewery? No, because I'm not.
I get my brother on you because he actually owns the brewery.
But the thing is, I say I'm king of them. I want you to see me as king of that brewery. I want to be king. I'm not king. But it makes me feel good. I feel good because I'm king of the brewery.
That's how I identify. I identify
as the king of that brewery.
We have to agree to disagree on this one, guys.
But I'm just saying, Sean, just because I want to feel good doesn't mean – I get whatever I want.
Well, it's not feel good. It's how I feel. Hey, can Katie say something? She's been listening. She has a comment on this. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Please.
Hold on.
Do you know, Chris, that in the medical field, if you have somebody who you have to refer to them as their gender of choice?
I do know that. I did a whole lesson on that. I do know that.
So, and that's legal.
Have to as federal or state?
Is that
state law or federal?
I only know state.
It would be the Nurses Practice Act. It would be what's within the Nurses Practice Act. So which is a state,
California, which is a state practice. So it depends on probably the state, but just know it's coming to where I don't know how you would be able to be charged if you called somebody the wrong thing, but it's going to be addressed legally.
I would be brought up to the board and I would be penalized by my license due to my actions. Because
California schools are doing exactly the same thing.
But
so when you have a child from kindergarten through senior in high school, the teachers have to refer to them as the gender of choice.
So the whole point of this situation is this. So when people wonder to themselves, why is someone like Trump having so many people back him? It's because of situations like this. There is there is nothing wrong with someone wanting to be the opposite sex, okay, who's biologically not. The problem is I have to change my life and inconvenience myself to convenience you, and I like myself better than I like you. You know?
Well, however, your daughters are learning how to say it the right way at school.
I know. But it's so not about me. It's about the bigger scope. The bigger scope that I'm gaining at is that, and this is something that's always said from Mike himself. When the pendulum swings so far out, it's gonna swing the other way. And a lot of people are not realizing we're causing it to swing hard the other way. And there's going to be a lot of casualties in that swipe in the middle. And that's what's happening.
But unfortunately, it's going to get to the place where it goes to the court. And at that point, decisions are going to be made. True. You know? So I'm just saying.
No, it's good. We're very happy.
Trust me, we had a transgendered son.
You know,
it was a very difficult situation for us to figure out. But the thing is, my father tried so hard.
But the thing is that, but it's
Chris,
and it was horrible.
But here's the thing, though, that's different because they still chose one thing, and they didn't force people to confuse them with the them and they. They identified as the opposite, dressed as the opposite. They weren't one day the opposite, the other day their biological, you know, gender of birth. They kept it consistent one way.
The language part is tough for me, too.
Okay, then you're feeling what we're feeling.
Yeah, no, it feels weird. It feels weird. It feels weird, but I'm trying to get used to it because...
It's what we need to do to
you
be...
You know, I hate to say it, but...
It's what's going
to
happen, so we might as well get used to it.
I mean, I hate to say it, but if you look at this historically... Look at what they used to call black people and what they cannot get away with that anymore. It's going to be like that same trend. So think about it that way because there's nothing okay about what they used to say to black people. Nothing.
Yeah.
So no way is that going to win. So it's going to be the same thing.
Well, there's a difference between that and calling someone he or she.
I got to be honest. I'm a bigot. What can I say?
I think you're fine, dude. It's just, it's hard. It's hard to get, change is hard. Everyone admits change is hard.
Sean.
This is a big change.
Well, and it's not based on equality. It's not based on respecting someone for what they are. It's based on preference more than anything. Oh, I prefer this. Well, okay, you can prefer all you want to. No. You're wrong if you don't meet my preference. That's where I am.
Not only are you wrong, but you've become my enemy.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't give you time to adjust, then that's just simply crazy and ridiculous. I mean, you have to have time. I see. You have to have time to adjust. You know, it's like I explained to my patient. You know what? You've known you were different for 20 or 30 years before you came out to other people. Your parents or your friends knew for what, the past 3 weeks? You got to give people time. That's the big thing to me.
Well, still, I agree with Chris, though. There's a big difference between being, you know, identifying differently sexually as it is gender.
No, I understand. Do you think it'll change though, Mike? Do you think it's going to go to wait the way I'm talking? Or do you think it's going to go?
I don't know.
Gonna go, sorry, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
If people like Trump get put back in office.
Oh, it has nothing to do with Trump, dude.
Listen.
But look what's going on in Florida.
Yeah.
In Florida, the response to Florida is you can't even mention things and you can't even bring stuff up because of this kind of of action.
Yes.
That's what Florida, that's the response from that state.
Yeah. That's, you know, if people like that still keep on winning office, then Sean, it's not going to be inevitable. It will be stopped.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
You drew a sand in the land when you said, we'll see. I got
line
you.
Line in the sand. Yep.
I got you. That's what you did. You said, we'll see. When you said you said it with such.
I think it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to stand up for it.
Not this Supreme Court. This Supreme Court's been real loopy on their judgments.
What's it going to stand up for?
That people have the right to be called what they want to be called.
Well, you do. You do have that right, but that doesn't mean people are going to have to do it.
Just no one says you have to do it. Preference. I don't have to call him Chris. I can call him Renee all day long. There's not a damn thing he can do about it.
Right.
I identify as a Renee.
But see, but what's going to happen here? What you're saying is that this person is going to get hired and say, look, I want to be addressed as a them. And the boss doesn't call them a them. And they're going to sue the boss because you're disrespecting me. You're not calling me them. That's what you're saying is going to end up in the court.
Later. Yeah, I bet it comes to that sooner or later. Well,
when you're saying the court's going to decide it, that's going to be the decision that they're going to make. Well, in other words,
and I bet
people are going to say,
I bet it will, and luckily, you're right. I don't want to see that, but I bet it will, Mike. You're right.
Yeah, that's when you say, you know, when Katie said legally it's going to go there, that's kind of where I'm looking at that. You know, that's probably where it's going to end up. I'm sorry. I'm going to stick by my guns. I don't identify as a male or a female. I identify as a they.
They.
You know, I don't want to be a she.
So,
I don't want to be a he. I want to be a they.
I agree with you.
You know.
And I don't think the law is going to say just because it's your preference, that doesn't force everybody else to have to do that. I'm sorry. No. It would be like saying because I'm Catholic, I get the day off. Or I'm Jewish, but I get this certain day off. I'm sorry, that's not a national holiday, so you don't. No, I'm going to sue you for that. I'm sure that's been done, and they don't win those cases.
Right.
So we'll see.
I agree. We'll see. Who knows?
Bakers having to, bake a cake of a gay wedding couple and them refusing. The court says no, they don't have they're not forced to do that. So the court right now is, I think, leaning the other way from what you guys are saying.
Well, what I'm saying, Chris agrees with you.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Yeah, well, Katie, she spoke out. And that was good. I'm glad she said that about the law. That makes sense. That's California.
Yeah. California's pretty liberal. We know that, Mike.
Yeah, well, yeah,
this
is
why
it
I left. Because I can't.
Oh, Dad. No, it's not.
What a liar. You're a liar. Yeah. Get out of here.
Nice try, dude.
No, I just, I do not hate non-binary people. I don't. Because I know there's going to be non-binary people that will hear what I say. I believe what I said. I know I don't hate you. I just don't want to call you them they. I'll call you by your first name. I don't want to call you them they. I'm not going to go them they over there. Them they over there.
Well, and the other part of it to me is that, you know, go back to that girl recently. I can't think of her name.
Uh-huh.
That in that school that was picked on.
Oh, yeah. Next.
And ended up killing herself.
Yeah.
You know, see, to me, you talk about parents being responsible. I'm going to go out on a limb here a little bit, but I mean, this girl is dealing with issues at an age that clearly she wasn't able to handle. And it got so carried away with it that ended up taking her own life because of it, you know? And I think that's an age appropriate thing there. That's what I'm blaming the parents for. Somehow or another, they didn't have a handle on this girl's emotional health. So I don't know. Is that harsh? Is that too harsh? That's pretty harsh.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
if
that's a tough one.
If one of my girls,
something?
A little bit.
I don't remember, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite young.
If one of my girls wanted to do gender reassignment, she would have to be out of my house and of adult age. I wouldn't let her do it as a preteen or a teen. Because
I think they should all be adults. Brain, they should all go through extensive counseling.
Her brain's not developed. Too. I mean, I hope I don't sound like a bigot,
you don't.
I just, you know, please, like, have your brain fully developed. And this is where Mahmood's silly when he's like, oh, I knew at 22. It's like, dude, you're dumb. You're dumb at 22. You know, at 25. Okay. Sure. At 25. If he would have said 25, I got it all together at 25, I would have been like, yeah, okay, his brain's fully developed. But even at – I mean, if you have to be 25 to rent a car, you should be at least 25 to do major physical, you know, cosmetics to yourself. It's like a 19-year-old getting humongous boobs and a big ass looking like a cartoon character. What are you doing?
Problem is they can. At 19, they can.
That's what I'm saying. They shouldn't.
Yeah, they're adults then. Now they're allowed to.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to this episode. Is there anything else we want to say, guys?
I've got a couple history today.
Oh, duh. What am I doing?
Well, I don't know. What are you doing?
Go for it. What's going on today?
So, today in history, 1775, the shot heard round the world. The American Revolution began in Lexington, Massachusetts. Yeah. 1932, Bonnie Parker from Bonnie and Clyde was captured in a failed hardware store burglary. Interesting. 1951, General Douglas MacArthur ended his military career. 1982, Sally Ride is named the first American woman astronaut. 1994, Rodney King was awarded $3.8 million in compensation by the Los Angeles County for his beating. 2011, Fidel Castro resigned as his position of the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party. Let's see, what else? What else was cool? That's kind of crappy. So I was just looking at stuff. Let's go for birthdays real quick. Who do we have? That was interesting. Oh, God, nobody. Oh.
He said nobody.
Nobody. Uh-oh. Oh, that's worse than they or them.
Yeah.
I know. So the second Supreme Leader of Iran is celebrating his 85th birthday today. Wow. There's not a lot of birthdays today, man. How about deaths? Any interesting deaths today?
Yeah, anyone who died today.
I know it. There's not today. Just not an interesting day. Oh, Charles Darwin passed away in 1882. We all know Darwin. That's about it.
I would have loved
the shot heard around the world. Oh, Walter Mondale passed away in 2021. The American politician. You guys know Walter Mondale.
I would have loved to hear Darwin's thoughts on them. They.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Time was different back then.
I would have loved to hear his thoughts on that.
Yeah.
I would have loved to hear his thoughts on women voting.
Oh, okay. Fire.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Good point, Sean. That's a good point. That's a good point. That's valid.
So,
for 1882,
I wanted to bring up the death of O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Do we all feel like he's the one who killed his ex-wife and the
yes, Nicole and Ron Goldman? Yes.
Okay. Seems like it, but it's hard to say.
I think yes.
Yeah. That was a really major case.
Well, remember Black celebrating. I mean, it was like a victory.
Yeah,
like
it was.
Victory. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Finally something for the small guy. The small guy finally got away with something, you know, where the big guys were always getting away with it all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's major. I mean, that's 2 years after the Rodney King, right?
Yeah.
That was 2 years after Rodney King. And I always felt I heard this rumor. It's a theory that his eldest son from his first marriage was the one that did it, because you know the guy had mental issues. There's a theory that was out there. No, I'm not saying it's a law ledge, right? But
I didn't hear that one, but interesting.
Yeah. If I can find the documentary on YouTube, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
But that dude was so. Go ahead, Mike. What were you gonna say?
No. I was gonna go ahead. Finish that.
That dude was so liked before the murders, and so charismatic, and just destroyed everything.
Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing is, he ends up going to jail for a long time, stealing back his own property. Ain't that something?
Yeah. Right. stealing back the memorabilia by gunpoint in Vegas.
Go ahead, Mike. I'm very interested.
A little irony there. No, I was just going to try to unsalt some of the wound and invite Renee back on the program. He really is an interesting voice. He really is. He's a very powerful voice. And there's a side that needs to be heard. But I did put out a message, and I hope he reads it. I hope he reads it 10 times. I really do. I hope he reads it carefully to see and understand that, you know, I was serious about there's a responsibility to all of us that I have toward him and he has toward me. And if he can look at that and take it within the context that it was meant, I would love to have him back on the program again. And I mean that. And I think people, that's what you've said, Chris, people like his voice, like to hear what he has to say. And some of it is just because he's so affirming. He believes it so well. He really does. He believes it very strongly. And that's compelling to people.
I think Renee is a victim of his own success.
Maybe.
Well, I think Renee's gotten too big.
I just wish we could get somebody on. I mean, I like what Renee has to say because we have to hear different points of view.
They're scared to come on.
But that's not right. Then we need somebody who's not scared, because you're only scared if you're not certain about what you're saying or you're concerned about what you're saying. You know, I'm not afraid to come on. I'll say whatever I feel is right in my heart.
I think that's a good episode, concerned in what you're saying.
Right. But I want to see someone come on that's a conservative that will tell me why they appreciate Trump. And I have no issue with that. Let me know why. I told you before, there are certain things I thought he did that were great. I have certain things I thought overall, but I look at the whole picture.
You know, the problem that a lot of people have with you, Sean, is that you actually take a evidence-based approach to things.
Okay.
And people love to live and, you know, breathe superstition. They love to be in bro science
or hearsay. And hearsay is a better word. Just what they hear and they believe.
Right.
And
it confirms what they believe.
Exactly.
They hear it and they go, yeah, there it is. That's all they need to know.
And what your strength is, Sean, and what makes you so valuable is that you are an evidence-based researcher. And the truth is, people, everyone loves to talk about facts. Oh, that's his facts. This is my facts. No, guys. There is evidence-based facts. And sometimes life just is shit and sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're not right. I think that's a good way to drop. Thank you, everyone, and good night.
Take care, guys.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too.